Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. It's a new year. It's 2019. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you did not necessarily make any New Year's resolutions. However, hopefully you did make some goals and some things that you want to do for 2019 that will help improve your life, that will help ensure that you find happiness and peace in your life. Today we're going to talk about a post that I put on my Instagram account, and that quote is, "Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will." Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. So what kind of doubt do you have about yourself? What kind of fear do you have about yourself? Do you have dreams of perhaps starting your own business? Do you have dreams of moving up in the company? Do you have dreams perhaps of asking that special person out on a date, or perhaps even asking that special person to marry you? Do you have doubts in your own value? Do you have doubts that you're good enough? Do you have doubts that you're rich enough? Do you have doubts that you're good looking enough? Right? Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. If there's something that you want in life, you need to just take that chance, right? So many people doubt themselves. They think they're not good enough to accomplish something. And the end result is they never even try, right? They never even get to a point where they can fail. I often tell my kids, or at least when they were younger, I would tell my kids that failure is extremely important. As a matter of fact, when they would come home from school, I would ask them, "How many times did you fail at things today?" And they would look at me like, "Dad, what are you talking about?" I'm like, "Have you failed at anything today?" And they said, "No, not at all." And I said, "Why not? Why haven't you failed? If you haven't failed at anything, you haven't taken enough chances. You haven't tried enough things, right? Because the more things that we try in life, the more things that we attempt to succeed at, the more likely we are to fail. And we can't be fearful of that failure. Too many people are fearful of that failure. I applied to medical school back in 1997, and I applied to 30 medical schools, right? So in California, the way it works is California does not have a lot of medical schools, relatively speaking, considering the size of the population is so large. So there's about 150 medical schools now, I believe, in the United States. There was about 135 about 20 years ago. But there's about 150 medical schools, both allopathic and osteopathic, in the United States. And there's about, in the state of California alone, there's probably about 7 or 8. So even though California accounts for about 10% of the United States population, so in reality, we should have about 15, maybe even 20 medical schools. We have less than 10. So the end result is half of those pre-med students in California who apply to medical school have to leave the state. And I was one of those half. I ended up going to Ohio State for medical school. Or Ohio State University for medical school. But what happened was, in total, I applied to 30 medical schools. And at the time, it was very expensive, right? We spent thousands of dollars because I had to not only submit applications, a lot of schools would have secondary applications. So I remember, borrowing my father's credit card, and we were able to make it happen. But anyway, so I applied to 30 medical schools, and I knew it was a numbers game, right? I ended up getting into 2 medical schools. I got into Temple University and the Ohio State University. So in reality, I failed 28 times. There was 28 medical schools that I applied to that I did not get into. But I knew it was a numbers game. And I knew that for me to succeed, I would have to fail almost 10 times more than I would succeed. So to reframe it, I applied to 30 medical schools. I did not get into 28 of them. I failed at 28 of them, But I got accepted to two and obviously ended up going to one. And that was all that was required for me to succeed. But if I would have held back applying, if I would have said, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm afraid, what if I don't get in? I almost certainly would have never gotten in if I never would have applied. So how is this in your life? Are you thinking about starting a business, but you're too afraid to because you're afraid to fail? Are you thinking about starting a diet, perhaps, but you're afraid to because you might fail and it might not work for you? Are you afraid to go up and talk to somebody and ask somebody out because you're afraid to fail? All right, if we live our life with doubt, if we live our life with doubt and fear of failure, we'll never accomplish anything. So the more risk that we take, the more success we will have. Right, people frequently will discuss Michael Jordan and the fact that he's won, you know, so many NBA championship rings, right? He's made many, many game-winning shots. But what they don't talk about is the fact that he's actually missed more game-winning shots, right? But because he was willing to take those shots, he actually has also made more game-winning shots. Hank Aaron, up until, you know, a few years ago, was the home run champion, hitting more home runs than any other Major League Baseball player. And then Barry Bonds broke his record. But one of the few things that people don't realize is Hank Aaron also has almost more strikeouts than any other baseball player. And Barry Bonds isn't too far behind. So these home run leaders, these home run kings, right, also have their most failures for the most strikeouts. But because they were willing to give it their all, because they were willing to swing as hard as they could at that ball and send it over the fence, they also failed more times as well. But no one talks about their strikeout records. No one talks about all the failures that they had along the way. But this was necessary for them to become a home run championship or home run hitter, a home run champion, and be at the top of their profession. They also had to fail more than other people, right? If you just sit there and never swing at the ball, you're never going to hit a home run. But the more times that you're willing to take your chances, the more times you're willing to take a chance that you're going to strike out, the more you increase you increase your likelihood of actually hitting a home run. So doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. So what are your dreams? What are your dreams in life? Right? Are you pursuing those? Are you letting doubt hold you back? Are you letting fear of failure hold you back? That's a normal emotion. If you are, that's perfectly normal. We are fearful of things. We are fearful of failure. No one likes to fail, right? But don't look at it in a negative light. Failure is not a negative thing. Failure is absolutely necessary for success. And if you look at failure thinking that failing at a situation, failing at a business, failing at an undertaking, failing at a relationship, failing at a health goal, perhaps to lose weight, if you look at that and say, I am a failure, this is where the problem in your thinking is. Because we fail at something does not mean that we as an individual are a failure. It just means that that situation didn't work out. You may have had a great idea. The timing may have been off. You may have been a genius ahead of your time, and everyone else was not yet ready for your idea. Everyone else was not ready for your business. So again, you cannot allow a failure of circumstance, a failure of situation, to define who you are as an individual. Again, people often talk about Thomas Edison, who's given the credit of inventing the light bulb. He tried over 1,000 different designs before he figured out the one that worked. And as the saying goes, he was asked, Thomas Edison was asked, how do you feel you failed over 1,000 times at making the light bulb? And he looked back and he says, I did not fail 1,000 times when it came to making the light bulb. I simply found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Imagine if Thomas Edison would have given up, if Thomas Edison would have not made the light bulb. we would be living in darkness. We would be using candles still to this day. So again, one person, one idea, one thought, one person sucking up their fear of doubt and their fear of failure and not doubting themselves can change the world. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. So the opposite of that, however, is not doubt, but it's belief. Maybe belief fulfills more dreams, right? So believe in yourself. Allow yourself to fail. Don't be fearful of it. Believe in yourself. If you have an idea or a thought or a business or an individual that you would like to form a relationship with, believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Work towards accomplishing them little by little. Right? It's kind of like when you try to lose weight. You know, if you have 40 pounds to lose, you don't go on a diet for a week and say, hey, I did not accomplish my goal. I give up. Some people do, but that's a bad approach. Because you realize that the ability to lose 40 pounds might take 5 months, 6 months, a year. And you have to do it slowly. So by making small incremental changes to your daily routine, by making small incremental changes to your diet, by making small incremental changes and increasing your physical activity, this is how you're going to lose that 40 pounds. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a month or two, for that matter. It's something that happens slowly over time. And that's how success is, right? We slowly succeed at things little by little. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So you make small incremental changes. And over time, these small incremental changes become a big outcome, become a big result. So this is what you need to do. You need to educate yourself. Maybe you need to read a book a week for the next year on business. Maybe you need to read a book, you know, start reading books on success, on positive self-image, on positive thinking. I'm actually a big believer in positive thinking. And some people may laugh and say, oh, you know, if you just think positive about things, your life becomes better. No, it doesn't work that way. Right, but if you become negative, if you are one of those people who tend to think negative about things, will that make your life better? Absolutely not. So, you know, the energy that we put out into that universe is the energy that comes back to us. So if we have to get through this day, right, and we have this privilege of getting through the day, you have two options. You can get through the day, the week, the year with a positive mindset, or you can do so with a negative mindset. Personally, I would rather get through the next year with the positive mindset. That does not mean everything that I hope for and think about comes to fruition, but having a positive mindset definitely increases my odds of being successful. Having a positive mindset definitely increases the odds that things are going to turn out the way that I would like for them to turn out, because people are attracted to positive people. So as a result, I tend to have a positive attitude, which tends to hopefully lift up the spirits of those around me who aren't in such a positive state all the time. And as a result, helps me and helps them to accomplish goals that we may have in our life. If I had a negative mindset, right, the sky is always falling and I'm going to, you know, fail at this, and hey, you're going to, you know, if I was telling patients, you're going to probably fail at this diet, why even try? Right? That would get me nowhere. That would get my patients nowhere. And that would lead to an unsuccessful career, an unsuccessful practice. And so basically a negative mindset, a negative thinking, negative words would manifest themselves as a negative outcome. The opposite is also true. So positivity can definitely change one's future, one's trajectory, and where they're headed in life. So again, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Doubt is normal. Doubt is natural. Being afraid to fail is also very normal and very natural, but we need to rise above that. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to set goals of, and you know, figure out the kind of life that we want to live. It's really more about the journey than the destination. Seek happiness and gratitude and be grateful on a daily basis for the situation that you're in. even though you might not necessarily be exactly where you want to be right now in your life, chances are you're doing better than a lot of people. And continue to work towards your goals, work towards your dreams, little by little. Educate yourself, put new knowledge into your brain, seek the advice of others who will help you get to where you want to be. And, you know, and it's very important. Again, it's all about the journey. It's not about the destination. Learn to be happy in the current situation that you're in, right? A lot of people think that once they get this dream job, once they buy the house on the hill, once they meet this, you know, the perfect man or the perfect female, that life will be perfect, life will be happy, and happiness will be achieved. But happiness is really a state of being that is independent of materialism. It doesn't matter what house you have, what car you drive, what clothes or shoes you have. Those will not bring you happiness. Happiness is a state of being that one has to learn to achieve and realize no matter where they are. Having these other material things can be nice and they can be extra bonuses, but they definitely will not bring happiness. So anyway, I hope you found this information helpful. May you have a blessed day, a blessed week, and a blessed year. And if you're not currently following me on Instagram, please do so. Go to Eric Madrid MD. I'm also on Facebook at Eric Madrid MD. And also, we would really appreciate if you could leave some feedback, perhaps on Apple Podcast or on whatever medium you are listening to this podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. And also any feedback and comments that you may have regarding the podcast, I would really appreciate to hear back from you. And if there's certain topics that you would like for me to cover in the future, let me know and maybe we'll be able to do so. Thank you and God bless.